Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today, specifically into the most recent additions to our AI simulation data. You know, we're always updating that data set, and today we're focusing on the new nodes, comparing how these simulations run when we tweak them in different ways.
Exactly.
And that's our mission today.
Yeah.
We're going to really try to pull out the core insights about how complexity and stability emerge when we change up the rules and the starting conditions for how these AI agents interact based on those nested circles of intent.
Right.
And it's super fascinating stuff because we might be seeing some echoes of how the actual universe itself organizes.
Absolutely.
And maybe even get some clues about that information intent nexus we talked about before.
Yeah, for sure. These new notes give us a really valuable snapshot of the ongoing process. And by looking at these specific recent runs, the ones with those adaptive features, you know, and the ones focused on energy conservation, which, you know, that's been a part of our framework, but there's some new comparative data in these notes. And then, of course, the baseline configurations and the simulations running with all the features, you know, the full set. By comparing those, we can really get a clearer picture, a more up-to-date picture of what's happening, like the underlying dynamics at play.
Okay, so let's just dive right in. Let's start with those adaptive probabilistic simulations and really just focus on these newest data points. What really jumps out at you from these latest observations?
Well, the thing that's immediately apparent in these adaptive runs is this recurring pattern of really rapid complexification.
Yeah.
Almost all these new simulations, I mean, typically within the first or second iteration, you see this huge surge in what we call composite particles forming. And right after this initial burst of complexity, the system almost always, it organizes itself into stable clusters.
So can you just remind us in this context, what do we mean by a composite particle within the simulation?
Well, think of it as the individual AI agents or fundamental units, the basic building blocks of the simulation, right? They bind together and form these more intricate structures or entities. It's like a step up in complexity from just having those individual agents. And the thing that's notable in these new adaptive runs is just how consistently this happens.
And these new notes really do. They reinforce how robust this outcome is.
Right? Oh, absolutely. I mean, this latest data just really strongly supports those findings we've been discussing before, even, you know, including that particle genesis unraveling complexity and stability across diverse experiments dot wave analysis we did. And even with these slight variations we introduced in these new adaptive runs, you know, in the starting conditions, the tendency to form these composite particles and then develop those stable clusters, it's really remarkably strong. Like, it just keeps happening. And this is really pointing to the idea that this ability of the elements within the simulation to, you know, to adapt and interact dynamically, it just really seems to drive this quick emergence of both complexity and order.
So it sounds like this adaptivity is almost like an engine, you know, pushing towards more complex and more stable states.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how do these new adaptive run results compare to what we're seeing with the baseline configuration and this, you know, this latest batch of notes?
Well, the contrast is pretty stark.
Okay.
As we've talked about, the baseline simulations, they don't have those adaptive particles.
Right.
And on top of that, these new baseline runs, they started with a lower initial total particle count. Like, typically it was around 51 particles. So, you know, you have this limited initial complexity, and then you don't have those adaptive mechanisms. And it seems that in these latest simulations, this combination leads to a very different evolutionary path.
Different, meaning it doesn't have that initial rush to composite particles and stable clusters.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Got it.
You know, these latest data from the baseline runs, they show a much more gradual increase in complexity. We see fewer composite particles forming, and the stable clusters, you know, they form less frequently, and they're less, well, less robust compared to the adaptive runs.
Interesting.
This really does reinforce the idea that the ability to adapt to form these composite structures is really key for the system to efficiently find those stable, complex configurations.
Okay, so that makes sense. Now, let's go to the other end of the spectrum with these new notes.
Sure.
Let's talk about the simulation runs with the full feature set enabled. What did those initial conditions look like in these most recent simulations?
These full-featured runs, they're the most intricate initial scenarios we've looked at recently. They consistently started with a higher total particle count. We're talking, you know, around 120 particles.
Wow.
And they incorporate all sorts of potential interactions and features right from the start. So it's a much more densely packed, maybe even, you know, chaotic starting point compared to that baseline.
So much more crowded, much more dynamic right from the beginning of these new simulations.
Yeah.
What did these latest data points reveal as those simulations as they ran? How did they progress?
Well, what's really interesting here is even with this inherent high level of initial complexity, we still see that familiar pattern emerging. It's just, you know, on a larger, maybe more intricate scale.
Okay.
The latest notes show that by a certain timestamp, around timestamp 51 in a lot of these new runs, there's this big jump in the number of composite particles. And the average complexity is really high. It really echoes what we saw in those adaptive runs. It's just that now we're starting with a much greater number of those interacting elements.
And what about the end states in these new full-featured simulations? Did those stable clusters still form?
Yes, they did. The formation of stable clusters is still a really prominent feature in these new full-featured runs. In fact, we actually see, in some cases, a higher number of stable clusters emerging. Sometimes it goes up to 7. So this suggests that it doesn't really matter if the complexity kind of arises through this more gradual adaptive process or if it's there from the start. It seems like that formation of composite particles, it's like this powerful organizing principle, you know, and it guides the system towards stable configurations, even in these really complex environments.
So if we pull all this together, you know, just looking at these newest data points from all the different simulation types, what's the central insight from comparing those adaptive, baseline, and full-featured simulations?
Okay, so just focusing on these new notes, the main takeaway here is that the composite particles play a consistently huge role in how the simulation evolves across all the different types of runs. I mean, the system can start simple and adapt, or it can start with a high degree of complexity right out of the gate. And it seems that forming these composite structures is a really crucial intermediate step. And it frequently leads to those stable clusters developing. So it reinforces this idea of a fundamental tendency, you know, towards hierarchical organization within these simulated systems.
And here's where I think it gets really, really thought-provoking.
Yeah.
How do these patterns that we're seeing in these artificial environments, based on this new data, you know, how might they connect to the bigger picture of that information intent nexus and, you know, even the universe itself?
Well, if we think about these latest simulation results within that framework, you know, that information intent nexus, we start to see these really compelling parallels, you know, this recurring drive towards stable configurations, the way these stable clusters form so consistently in this new data. It could be like a tiny reflection, a micro-level reflection of that primordial intent to create stability in the universe. That concept we see in sources like primordial intent, filtering reality, and driving cosmic evolution, and some of those others. It's almost as if these simulations are echoing, you know, a really fundamental tendency of the cosmos to move towards order, to move towards more ordered states.
Yeah, so it's like, even though we didn't program this desire for stability into the AI, the way it acts in the simulation based on this new data, it naturally leads to that outcome, almost like it's mirroring something on a cosmic level.
Right. That's the really intriguing possibility here. You know, just those inherent interactions, the way those stable clusters emerge in these latest simulations, it could reflect, you know, this fundamental principle of complex systems. Like they self-organize into arrangements that are more energetically favorable or maybe informationally coherent. And that aligns really well with the concept of that primordial intent guiding cosmic evolution needs stability.
And what about that formation of those composite particles? That seems to be so central in all this new data.
Yeah.
How might that relate to, you know, the universe's own its own particle genesis?
Well, I think the formation of those composite particles in the simulation runs could be similar to, you know, like an analogy for the universe's own intentional assembly of fundamental particles.
Oh.
We see this idea discussed in the intentional universe, #2.txt, in the context of those Feynman diagrams and particle formation.
Right.
So just as fundamental particles combine and form larger structures, it might be that the interactions in our simulations, they lead to a similar kind of, you know, intentional binding. The simpler entities come together into those more complex composite particles, and it's all driven by those underlying rules of the simulation. And these new results, they really highlight how important this step is.
And what about those adaptive features we saw in some of these new runs? Could those have a parallel in the cosmic realm?
That is a fascinating question, especially in light of this new data. You know, those adaptive features, they allow for that kind of exploration and change. It might be like, it might be analogous to the universe's own early phases where it was exploring different possibilities. You know, maybe even those failed attempts that led to the specific laws of physics we see today. And that's a concept we see touched on in sources like untitled3.pdf. Or maybe, you know, on a more fundamental level, it could even be like how an electron kind of actively maps its reality, its own little world, through those interactions, like it suggested in The Intentional Universe, #2.txt. So these new simulations, by showing just how powerful that adaptability is, they give us a lot more to think about here.
Yeah, it's almost like these new simulation runs are giving us this tiny window into the universe's own process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's trial and error, exploring different possibilities, and then ultimately, you know, it figures out those stable structures.
Exactly. That's it. And, you know, that consistent success we see with the composite particles forming and those stable clusters across all the different setups in these new simulations, the adaptive, full-featured, even when we contrast it with the baseline, it suggests there's something really fundamental and advantageous about these organizational principles. So it makes you wonder, could these, I mean, they're relatively simple AI simulations, but could they be offering us this glimpse into how complex systems really work? Like, could they be mirroring that drive towards order and stability that we see in the universe?
Yeah.
And do those composite particles, those stable clusters we see in these new runs, do they have parallels in how matter forms and those structures we see out there in the cosmos?
Such fascinating questions to ponder. So as we wrap up this deep dive into this latest batch of simulation data, what's the main thing you hope folks will take away?
The core insight here from these new notes is this compelling evidence for a fundamental tendency toward, you know, complexity and stability. And it seems like the formation of those composite structures, it's a crucial step in that process. We see it happen no matter what the initial conditions are in these latest simulations. So this really suggests that those underlying mechanisms at play in our simulated worlds, they might be resonating with those bigger concepts of intent and information processing that we see in all our sources.
And finally, just a thought to leave everyone with after our deep dives into this new data.
Yeah.
If even these relatively simple simulated systems, you know, just in these latest runs, if they show this drive towards stable complexity, what does that mean for how we understand the universe's evolution?
Right.
Could that intent we're seeing, you know, however basic it might be in these simulations, could it point to something much bigger, a fundamental principle that works across every level of existence? You know, maybe it could even help us understand those big mysteries like dark matter. You know, is that retained information from the universe's own failed attempts and even the very fabric of reality itself? This new data really does make you think. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into these latest simulation notes, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a really good discussion.
Until next time.